Yudches Elul, Wednesday the 18th of September, Rabbi Shimon Knopfler, what you don't know can't hurt, or can it?
In Simon Tofresh Gimel, mentions a point. He says that he talks about an aseres mitzvah and has to tshuva. Zog the Ramo Achidish that a sofek aveira needs more tshuva than a vaday. The reason why is Zog the Ramo because a person has a natural tendency to have charotza to an aveira that he's done. Maybe he'll do tshuva for it. But if he has a sofik on the Aveira, so he begins to rationalize. Wasn't really, didn't, maybe yes, maybe not, it's only a sofik, there's a tzada and never did an Aveira. The person tends to give himself terutzim, he gives himself excuses, and therefore, not excuses, he tends to excuse himself that he never did the Aveira in the first place. Mainly he doesn't have so much in his heart, and Mameli, he doesn't have a tendency to do tshuva, so he needs to do more tshuva for a sofik than for a vaday. We'll have to qualify that slightly. He doesn't really mean more tshuva for a sofik than for a vaday. He means he has to expend more effort on the tshuva for a sofik than for a vaday. Because obviously the vaday needs more tshuva. It's the problem is that because he's rationalizing, he may not do tshuva properly. The Makor of the Ramo is a Rabbeinu Yona. Rabbeinu Yona is the beginning of Brochus. Rabbeinu Yona is on a hemshech of the dinim of Tzetzak Rechovim. Let's say, for instance, it comes to Matzah Shabbos, he talks about Zman Kriya Shema and so on. So there's Kechovim, already Kechovim Gedolim, Beinoinim, Ketanim. It may be a cloudy day. So he says he has to make sure until he's beyond any chashash. Then Rabbeinu diverges slightly, and he says, "V'zel ikar hayira lizor v'zel ikar hayira." The ikar yira shemayim of a person is lizor me'asfekos. That a person should be careful of sfekos v'shelolasos hamitzvos al derech hahergel. No connection, but obviously it's completely connected. What he's trying to say is that there is a person who's grown up doing Torah mitzvah, so he's been used to being Mekayim mitzvah, so it becomes a hergel, it becomes barot. You do the mitzvahs, you do them because that's the way of life, you just carry on with it. The same thing with mitzvahs, the same thing with aveiros. Shabbos, yeah, your working week is set in such a way that Shabbos is not a working day. Your other mitzvahs, aveiros, and so on, you just live your life accordingly, but you've got no actual input in it yourself, you're not doing anything, it's just because that's the way it is. Zokter, the same thing, how does one realize that a person is really a Yirei Shamayim? Not when he doesn't do Averis because he's already accustomed that way. Yeah, we don't eat Nevelis, we don't eat Trefis, you know why? Because we buy our meat in the kosher shop. You go to the kosher shop, I'm a regular customer in that shop, I buy with a Hechsher, and so my food is kosher, that's no problem. No, when do you realize a person's Yirei Shamayim is when there are discrepancies in the, when one is not so sure about it, and one still does. Rabbeinu Yona adds, "She'oynesh ha'sofek yoyser me'havadai." The oynesh of the sofek is more than a vaday. And I'm not going to go down his lashon all the way down. He explains there's a difference between a korban chatos and a korban oshom. A korban oshom, the Torah has to be too slowim. A korban chatos has no price, and the Gemara's lashon of it that the chatos is danka can be even a more. A danka is a sixth, a more, which is a sixth of a seller, and it comes out a sixth of a shekel. It comes out that an osham needs to be 48 times the value of the vadas. Now,
the value of chatos.
The chatos is minimum value as a mor. It doesn't really. The Gemara uses that expression of a minimum value, a mor, which is a sixth of a dinner, which is a quarter of a sela. So there's 48 mor in two sloy. So the Chazal's value, when Chazal's value the kisbo asir for chatos, so the Oshom would be 48 times as much. Now, an Oshom one brings, an Oshom tolu, and lo yehoida, if a person has a sufik, whether one ate chelev or whatever, did an aver, which is chayav chatos. On the sufik, one brings an Oshom, and on the vadai, one brings a chatos.
The Oshom is worth more.
The Oshom is worth more. An Oshom is an ayil, and it has to be too slow in value. An ayil is an adult ram. Chatos is a kispo isiro is a lamb has to be under a year old. It's got to be a young one, and a kispo isiro has no minimum value in the Torah. And the Gemara expresses it that a kispo is a danka, that means a mor, and an oshon has to be an ayil of two slowing, because the Torah says shkolim. Rabbi Yehuda finishes off. V'atam boze lomo hechmiru al asufik yosem in avadai. Interesting, lo she lomo hechmiru ki ilu it's Chazal's chumra. It's a doiraisa. The Torah says kesef shkolim by Oshom. Oy memoiri yorav shehu mipnei she al avadai meisim oda machet al liboy. On avadai, a person is meisim. A person is meisim le liboy. He takes to heart the chet. The doyin gemeschare tolo v'chizah b'tshuva shleima. The person has a tendency anyway to do proper tshuva on a vaday. Avla lasofik, oisa svoras, he makes svoras. Va'oima, oisa chaticha shalchalti ula yosu muteres, ula yosu salibe loshu. Ula ze echmiru bo yosu. Now, it sounds interesting, sounds good. If one thinks about it a little bit, then it's not as simple as it sounds, because it's not exactly true. First of all, when does one bring an Oshom Tolu? When a person had two chatiches, and he thought they were both muta, and one was chelev and one was shuman, and he ate one, and he found out afterwards that one of those two chatiches were chelev, he does not know now whether the chatich that he ate was chelev or what was shuman, so he is libo noikvoy because he's lo yehoida elav chatose, like the Torah calls it, and he brings an oshom tolu, which actually is not mechaper on the avera, it's only toilah. Because if later he will find out that the chatich that he ate was chelev, he still needs to bring a chatos. So the chatos is the kapora for the chet that he did. The Oshom is not actually a kapora for the chet that he did. It's toila megim in a yisurin for the person until he finds out. It's while the person is in limbo and he does not yet know whether he did the avera or not, he is still chayav a kapora, and this kapora is only a temporary kapora until he actually finds out. So this shtikl toira that one has more charota on a vadai, it's true, but the vada is a proper kapura. The oshom is not a kapura anyway. The oshom is only a temporary measure. Also, when he says that a person gives himself svoras and therefore he doesn't do proper tshuva, there's a very big difference between the Ramon is talking about, or Ben Yonah at the beginning is talking about, like Ben Yonah is referring to Ben Hashmoshes. He's referring to when a person is not yet sure it's Motzei Shabbos. He's not yet sure it's Motzei Shabbos, and he now wants to do Meluchas, then he is putting himself into a position that he may be doing an Avera. And afterwards, he won't ever maybe know whether it was already Nacht or not, but he is not being careful about a Sufik. The Oshom Tolu is not talking about somebody who's not careful about a sufik. The Oshom Tolu is talking about, why the Torah's din of an Oshom Tolu is about somebody, Rashi says it in Furish and Yevomis, the person had two chatviches in front of him, one was chelev and one was shuman, one was osa and one was muta, one was kosher and one wasn't, and he thought they were both heter. He did not know that there was a shayla. He thought that both chatviches were muta. And he ate one of them, And he afterwards found out that one of the chatichas that had been in front of him was chelev and one was shumen, and he now does not know which one he ate. So at the time when he went to do what he did, he thought it was completely mutter. He was under the impression that it was absolutely mutter, that he saw two pieces in front of him, and he thought both were heter. He afterwards found out that one of those two had been Isser, and he doesn't know whether the one he ate was also mutter, and then he has to bring a noshim tun. That's completely different to a person who knows there's a sofik, and he's allowing himself to be sofik over the Isser. So there's a difference between somebody who's sofik over an avera, or somebody who now has a sofik whether he was previously over an avera unwittingly, unknowingly. But Rabbi Yonah is perhaps only loosely connecting it, just pointing out that there are sfeikas and vadois, and sometimes one needs more kapura on what that one doesn't know than on what one does know. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch which is brought in two places, once in Chosh Mishpat, Simur Reish Lamed Daled, and once in Yeridei in Simur Kuf Yutes. It's the same halacha. I'm just bringing both of them because there's various nosekeim in the two different places which work hand in glove. The Mechaba says, "V'chein." This is, I'm reading the Mechaba in Chosh Mishpat now. Chosh Mishpat Simur Reish Lamed Daled Tziv Beis. V'chein Hashechet Poro Umachro. Somebody shechted the cow, shechted the behemah, and sold the meat. V'noida shehi treifa. Afterwards. Pardon? He shechted the behemah, he sold the meat, and let's say he checked what needed to be checked at the time, those things that need checking. He did, there's not every kind of treifa needs checking, something that's unusual or not unexpected. But afterwards, it was found out that the behemah was treifa. So, obviously, if somebody's bought meat and found out afterwards that this meat was treifa, it's a mekach tzuras. You can go back to the seller and say, here's your meat back, I want my money back, I bought kosher meat, I didn't buy treifa meat, don't tell me there's things I could do with treifa meat, I'm absolutely not interested. I'm not interested in finding my goyish neighbor and asking him to relieve me of my load and have the privilege of paying for it. I'm not trying to find klovim that I need to be machel it to. It's not what I bought, it's not what I wanted, I get my money back. That's bullshit. The problem is, what happens if he's found out, not Erev Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos? He's found out after he's already eaten it. Zog de mechaba, masha ochlu, ochlu v'yachzu lehem adonim. What's been eaten is eaten, but the moicha still has to refund the lekeach, all the money that he paid for it. Again, if you're selling a live cow, then there's the whole machlokes in the Gemara whether you bought it for shechita or you bought it l'ravya and so on. We're now talking about somebody shechted it and then sold the meat. He's a butcher, and he butcher sold it. You went into the butcher shop and you bought meat. It's a kosher butcher. He's a yid. You're a yid. Yeah, he's got this nice little paper in the window, which says not only kosher. It's got signatures of X, Y, Z. It's not relevant.
You're buying
kosher meat. We're not. Okay. Those details can sometimes complicate matters. But we're now talking in a case where he also knows that you're buying kosher meat. You know you're buying kosher meat. He's expecting it, and you're expecting it, and there's no machlokes on that. The question isn't that. The question is, the moicha says, "What do you want from me? You want your money back with pleasure. If you go into, I don't know, you go into Argos and you buy a watch." And you come back afterwards and you say, you know, the watch doesn't work. So I say, right, bring it back, in its original packaging maybe, and I'll give you a refund. Oh, I can't bring it back. Why not? I've eaten it. So he says, you've eaten it. So you've had your lunch. So what do you want? He says, no, I want to... Okay, watch. You've eaten it. So why should I give you your money back? Bring me back the meat, and I'll give you back your money. But I didn't know it was treifel. Okay, you didn't know it was treifel. You've eaten it. You've had it. You've enjoyed it. What do you want now? You're over. You're finished. You're satisfied. You've had your meal. You don't need to have another meal. You're not hungry anymore. What do you want? So the din is masha ochloch. You pay back. He gets back his full refund. Whatever's not eaten is yachzuleh habosav uyachzuleh madom. Ve'im ochlo aloichim bosav zeh shatreifel legoyim oyachilu leklovim. If the lekeach, by some chance, hadn't eaten it himself, he'd given it to a goy, or he'd given it to a kelev or whatever, so then the moicha says, again, you've had the hanor of a treifer, whatever the hanor of a treifer is. So he says, yes, but I paid kosher. Yeah. The difference in value, he gets refunded, because a treifer meat is not worth as much as kosher meat. But he doesn't get a full refund. So Machaba carries on, I'm leaving out some lines. Avo, ha-moicha l'chaveh adonah she'isa achilosim edivrei sofrim, all of this was only if what he sold was osim in atoyim. What happens if what he sold is osim in rabonah? Then the din is like this. Im ho'yo ha-peris kayomim, is machzer ha-peris v'noi tol domov. If you can give it back, then it's still a mekach toros. You sold me kosher, it's not kosher. Here, you give it back to the moicha, the moicha gives you your money back. If, on the other hand, it's eaten, ve'im ochlom, is ochal, ve'ei ha-moicha machzer ledom. Ve'im moicha machzer leklum. So, there's a clear distinction here between Issa d'Raisa and an Issa d'Rabbonon. Issa d'Raisa, even if you've eaten it, you get your full refund. In Issa d'Rabbonon, if you haven't eaten it, you get a refund. If you've eaten it, no refund. So, the Sma explains, why is there this din that if you've eaten it, so the Moicha is not getting his meat back, why should he have to pay full refund? So the Sma explains, it's a Knas. Chazal gave a Knas to the Moicha because he sold something that's also Ba'achila, it's a Knas. Others, there's a different Mahalach, but the Sma says because of Knas. The Shach in Yerodea, Simkuf Yotes, qualifies, since this halucha is a Knas, it's only the Moicha only gets a Knas if the Moicha knew that it was Trefa, and he sold Trefa to the Avayid, knowing that it was Trefa, and he was Machshel him Ba'aveir. If, on the other hand, the Moicha himself didn't know that it was Trefa, there's no reason, the Moicha, in good faith, shechted the behemah and sold the meat, he didn't know it was treifa. There's no reason why the moicha should have a knas. The moicha was not negligent any more than the lekech. He wasn't negligent at all. There's no reason why he should have a knas. According to the other town, there may be still a reason that there should be that. Zogte, also zogte the Shach.
Er wird nicht aufgegessen,
it's sicher mekech zu, he sicher gets his money back. Then Yizichah gives it back and he gets a full refund. It's what you ate. I'm talking about what you ate. So the Shach carries on, and the Shach asks a kasha. The Shach says, by an Issa d'Rabbonon, we say what you ate, there's no refund. Frag the Shach, why not? Because you've eaten it. You've eaten it, you've had hanor. Frag the Shach, thank you very much. I sold you meat at full price. Full value. The emes is, it's not kosher, it's treifa. You want to, if you know that it's treifa midrabonon, it's not meat, whatever you want. It's something that's also midrabonon. You're selling something that's also midrabonon, and he's eating it up. He was mehena from it perhaps, but the hanur that he had is of something that has a lesser value. So why don't you at least have to pay him back the difference in the value between a kosher and a treifa? He bought it at the full price. So the Shach says very cryptic words. The Shach uses the words that because the heim le gozru isse the chachomim were not gozer isse kedei lehoitzi momen the le'inyan momen oikmua adin toira. Le'inyan momen, it has the same din as the do'eraisa, and since min ha-toira it's kosher, legabe momenus, you can't refund it. And he brings a raya from another place, and he says there is such a halacha that isurim derabbanan legabe the mominas amuta, they're kosher. So, Fred the Nasivas, it doesn't make sense. It's very nice, I can use those words. But the fact is, how much is this worth? I sold him something, let's say kosher food cost £10 a kilo, not kosher food cost £5 a kilo. So it's only worth half of what he paid for it. So the fact is, it's a mekatus. If it would be here, he'd get full refund. If it's not here, then what I ate, I still had hanor from it, but the hanor that I had was the hanor of the value of something that's not kosher. So it's only a £5 value, not a £10 value.
But less,
I didn't want it. Zot the Nasivas, the Teret says, and it's. Pardon?
You
should pay him for that with Nefesh as well. Zot the Nasivas, there's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin brings a Meister there that an Amora was asked to Shala, and he was paskining a certain way, and the Talmidim was sort of not very happy with what the Rebbe was saying, and they were trying to butt in. And the Gemara's Mahalach over there finishes off, and the Gemara says, if we're talking about a Dereisa, then you butt in straight away, you ask him before anybody goes and does anything about it, to make sure that nobody does anything wrong. If it's a drabunon, is of dinon uvde, v'hold a misvinon to uvde. First you do the psak, the Rebbe's paskin, you do exactly what he's paskin. Afterwards you ask the questions. You either get a good answer or you don't get a good answer. You always say, sorry, I got it all wrong. Frig the Nasivas, but it's an avera, how can you? So zain it's a drabunon. Took the Nasivas, no. An issa drabunon is only an avera if you are being over this issa drabunon. If you're not being over an Issa Drabonah because you don't know that there's any Issa, there's no Avera whatsoever. Therefore, if a person is Nehenna from an Issa Drabonah, a person ate up an Issa Drabonah, so he enjoyed the use of the Issa Drabonah, without knowing there's an Issa, he finds out afterwards there's an Issa, not only is there no Agmas Nefesh, but he has to pay the full price of the value of it as though it was kosher, because he had a kosher Hanur. He couldn't. You can't go into a shop and buy Issa Drabonon at full price because you mustn't eat it. But if you bought it without knowing, then you had the hanor of the full price value. So maybe he really needed to pay the full price to the moicher and not a discounted price. There's different ways of understanding this Nasivas. Under Zogun, the Pshat in the Nasivas is that the Issa Drabonon, the Rabbonon never made an Issa on the Chayfetz. There's no Issa Chayfetz. There's no such a thing. An Issa Dereisa is poison. It's poison for the Neshama. An Issa Drabonon is not poison. An Issa Drabonon, the din is only, we have to listen to the Chachomim. So if you don't listen to the Chachomim, that's the Avera. But if you didn't know that it was also, you didn't not listen to the Chachomim, so there's no Avera whatsoever. That's a simple way of understanding. There's a tiferu way of understanding that the Chachamim never made the Issa in a way that if you didn't know it was also that an Issa actually exists. Mekhtus and Zikha is. But that's only if you haven't eaten it. But if you've eaten it, then there's nothing you can do. There's an interesting story brought down. Ramesh Steinbach brings it down in his safe in Shuvas Hanoges. That somebody came to him late night, Seder night, after the Seder, very late at night. He said he had a whole olam by his Seder, he had visitors, he had krovim, and they finished the Seder and they've all gone home. Everybody's in different places, scattered all around town. And he just realized that the matzahs that he'd used, they hadn't taken challah from the matzahs. Now, as we're all aware there's a difference between chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael. Chalas and Eretz Yisrael, the din is it's got a din tevel and we mustn't eat it before we mafresh challah. Unlike chalas chutzlaretz, where there's an eitzah v'yichu 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 mafresh. So Yenna said to him, I haven't got the ability to go running round all the town to the various addresses where my visitors had been in different places, wake them up and tell them that they've got to knock up some of their neighbors and find other matzahs so they can be able to eat the matzahs. It was long after Chatzos. No. After Chatzos, Mishabul says, "Become a brocha anymore because it's a sofi." We do eat matzah. If you haven't eaten matzah before Chatzos, we still need to eat matzah after Chatzos. But yeah, so he wanted to make a shtikl Torah like this. He wanted to make the shtikl Torah. Why, if you eat matzah, if you eat tevel, matzah shel tevel, you're not yoytzer? It's because it's mitzvah abu b'aveira. What's the mitzvah abu b'aveira? Because it's tevel, you're not allowed to eat it, so it's mitzvah abu b'aveira. So Ktebat the Mesiva says that the Rabbonim didn't know about the Issa, it's not called an Avera. So Evazoi, it's not called a Mitzvah of Avera because Chalav is Manazeh is only at the Rabbonim. It's the Issa the Rabbonim that you didn't know about. So Mameilo Evazoi. But he said, I found the Rambam says different. Because the Rambam says, and it's brought down in Shemuel from Simon Kuf Tzadik Vov in Erechayim, that if you ate Issa, Sai Issa the Raisa, Sai Issa the Rabbonim, you don't make a brocha, not before and not after, you don't bench. And to resolve, they explain that here the machlik, there's a machlik is Rambam Meravid, and the machlik is Rambam Meravid is referring to somebody who ate an Issa the Rabbonim b'shoigeg. An Issa the Rabbonim b'shoigeg. That's exactly what we're questioning here. So he says, if you don't make a bruch, if you don't bench after eating an Issa drabunon b'shoigeg, it's considered that the achila is called an achila of Issa. If it's called an achila of Issa, and the Rambam says, anything that you don't bench on, you're not yoytze matzah on. So he has not been fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah. He wanted to say that, yes, and the Rambam, he says, according to the Rambam, comes out that not. He made the whole shtick of Torah very late at night, and he decided to tell this person, this is how he writes it, he decided to tell this person, you and your family eat matzah again, but you don't have to go waking up the other people. The Stipler got to hear of this story, and the Stipler says, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. It's a toy. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you know, if somebody brings his wife a soita to drink the mayim hamororin, then we mashbia this v'omro isha omen omen. And the Gemara says omen shalei sotisi. It goes on the various different things. Yes, omen ala olo, omen ala shu, omen mishzeh, mishachel shalei sotisi arusim nesur shemei esyovam. And the Gemara goes on to the various different ones. The Gemara asks, how is it possible arusim? If he was mekane her when she was an arusa, and then he still married her, she was nistero, and then he still married her, then there's a din v'niko ish me'oven called b'zman she ish menuka me'oven the mayim is boidek, but b'zman she eino ish menuka me'oven the mayim isn't boidek. If the man has lived with this woman after he has found out when she was nistero, then the mayim isn't boidek anyway. So how does it help? And the Gemara answers the Tosfos. Frek Tosfos. Why don't we just say that he didn't know that she was Nistero while she was Narusa?
There's another shiur now.
I'm going to finish in a second. He didn't know that she was Nistero while she's an Narusa, and he found out only afterwards. Zog Tosfos, if he found out afterwards, it's still called not Menuka Me'ovei. But if he never found out, then it is Menuka Me'ovei. So the Stipler, maybe if these visitors, will never find out that the matzah was tevel, then they were yoytze mitzvahs matzah. But if you tell them now, tomorrow, if you tell them next week, that the matzah was tevel, then they were not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. So better make sure you never ever tell them, they shouldn't find out. That was the title, What You Don't Know Can't Hurt, so maybe you can. It's late, I have a lot more to say about the time.